Oh, good morning, my good friends in the world of Knee Condemn. We've really got something that's so exciting, and I just kind of reflecting, coming back from the office with a lot of my friends that I've known for 20-plus years in the Knee Condemn business. I just thought, wow, it's exciting to be in something that you'll never retire from, because it's too much fun. I got to warn you, you jump in this and gain skill and knowledge, it gets easier and funner. And but it'll mess up your mind, because for 20-something years now, I don't know whether I'm working or playing. It's indistinguishable, and I think that's what an abundant life is when you love what you do, and also one of the keys is skill and knowledge. So get really good at it. When it's fun, you can do lots of it. But if you listen to Rick talk, he's one of my favorite people to listen to, and you can tell he's read things and he applies them when he talks. This is something that's just amazing. One of the most greatest things that we can develop is just the skill of communication. We can move hearts and minds. Knowledge, basically just this kind of knowledge that Rick has, it's just passion on fire. And so let's catch fire. Rick Murphy, you're awesome, and just
thank
tell
you.
Us what you've been doing lately, and what's happening in the wonderful world of Knee Condemn that you can create too.
Absolutely. I'm fired up. But Dave, thanks for having me. It's an honor. You know, I used to go to political meetings, and you'd hear two people jump in and say, thank you to my good friend from the state of Ohio, and they don't even like each other. One of the nicest things about this business is guys, I want you all to know, Dave and I talk a lot. I enjoy calling Dave. He makes me better. And we have a top income earner that's in the game, that did the numbers to be a consultant of the year, that doesn't have to. You're talking about a guy and a family, and him and Valerie, that have made millions of dollars, that could mail it in and basically enjoy a millionaire's lifestyle. And the fact that you're up on a Saturday morning says a lot about you, says a lot about the way you lead from the front, and I appreciate it. It makes me better. I tell you, Dave, if you don't mind, I'd like to open the firing range here and just get loose for a minute and get everybody fired up, because I'm on fire. Is that all right with you?
I like to be on fire. It's fun to be excited.
Good. Good. I'm going to tell you, you know, let me say something to y'all. I'm not excited about Knee Condemn because I have to sit here in the morning and think of stuff to make up. I'm not excited because I got to pump myself up because of an opportunity that's not grounded in anything. I've been trained since I was basically 18 years old as an analyst. We were trained by the Defense Intelligence Agency, by the National Security Agency, by the CIA. I've been trained to be a software analyst. I was a political analyst. What I do is look at things in three dimensions and place something where it's supposed to be and come to a conclusion that's not emotionally based. That was all I knew how to do. When I came to Knee Condemn, I applied that methodology here, and I saw a multi-billion dollar multinational, biggest and only total wellness company in the world, stepping into a marketplace that was ready to explode. I want you guys to understand something. Knee Condemn is an iconic generational type company. IBM, Xerox, you know, Microsoft, Apple, these companies that redefined a thing. You're in a company like that now. Apple had, and I tell you guys this a lot, but some of you guys don't get to hear me say this very often. Apple was a global giant with about 5 to 7% market share of the computer industry with just the Macintosh, and the people that used it loved it. But most of the public didn't really use it, so they were kind of stuck in a corner. And the reason they were stuck is because Apple's technology was always better, but people weren't really in a spot where they had the capacity to use it because it didn't interface with a lot. And also, a lot of what Steve Jobs wanted to do wasn't available because technology limited it. In the early 2000s, when they launched the second phase of Apple, and, you know, for example, they couldn't do iTunes in 1985 because the Internet didn't exist, Apple revolutionized the world. So I'm holding in my hand a Samsung smartphone, and they're copying Knee Condemn, okay? Apple went from being something that was a niche to something that everybody else has to compete with. For 40 years, our founder and our company saw that the world was changing. 25 years ago, people still thought they could have a job. Folks, MIT just published a study. Within 20 years, 50% of all jobs will be gone because of technology. And that means the 50% of you that have a job are going to be competing with double the people. And companies, to stay alive globally, have zero profit margins, which means they have to keep your wages low. I saw this in the 90s as an engineer, and it made my blood run cold. When every company I worked for said, build us a computer system so we can get rid of our workers. you guys on this call that are treating NECAN passively or a second income passively, or, well, you know, it's March or April, it's a bad time, you need to wake up. Because if you sit there for too long listening to the music on the deck of the Titanic, before you know it, somebody is singing My Heart Will Go On and you're going down in the cold water. You got to get off the boat before it sinks. Because millions of people in about 5 years are going to wake up. They're already waking up, but there's going to be a rush, and they're going to be flooding towards things. That's number one. Number two, healthcare wasn't broken enough because we hadn't broken it with socialized medicine, pharmaceuticals, and people still had jobs that paid coverage. Healthcare wasn't broken enough for people to look to wellness. It is now. We have the most advanced home business, and let me tell you something about that. Network marketing first wave was slow, and it was inefficient. There wasn't a lot of technology involved. You know, some companies did some things, but let's be honest, guys. Dell, that's 2 miles from my house, does more in a month than the biggest network marketing companies did in their lifetime. Okay? That's the difference in real business versus something that's trying to break into a market. The second phase of network marketing was these jugs of juice, pills, potions, and lotions that last about 5 years. So here's somebody out there in the marketplace, it's a family with kids or a retiree, and they're saying, I want to select something that's going to take care of my family. Forget being a bazillionaire. Forget, you know, driving a Ferrari. Those things are nice, and they're going to appeal to some people. Folks, what people want today is they want to walk by their kid's crib and know that they're going to be able to have a better future than they had. And I'm going to tell you, folks, people are worried about it. People are worried about paying the electric bill. They're worried about buying groceries. They're worried about putting gas in their car. And when they're going to start selecting a home business, and they're already selecting it by the millions, but someone also has to keep the promise that if you be a part of what we're doing, you're not disposable here. You're going to be here somewhere where if you build it, we're going to get you up in the air, but it's going to be something that's going to take care of your family if you build it for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And what NECAN has done over the past 2 or 3 years, they have done something momentous. You know, just the IT upgrade that they did last year when I was at Steelcase, it took them 2 years to do it, and they were a $21 billion company. They never got it implemented, and they fired the entire IT staff. NECAN did it with less than a week shutdown last year. We upgraded our compensation plan on the fly to be a modern comp plan, and we did it without sacrificing our soul to pay everything out up front at the expense of having any residuals. We've upgraded our entire product line in the last 4 years to where we own our own patents, all the technologies in place. We have done more things in the past 3 or 4 years than most companies that are in the home business world will do in their lifetime. You guys are sitting in this. Some of you have been in this before the change, and you're still acting like we have the Macintosh. Some of you are new, and you realize we have iTunes. This is not a continuance of NECAN. This is not pre-CAN. This is NewCAN. This is a new day. The building that was built for NECAN is about 60% empty because it was built at a time when most people called in. Now the building is empty because everybody orders online. This company is so intelligent that they understand how to allocate resources for global growth. Why do I tell you all that? Those are the facts and the analytics that led me to know what this thing is and to realize it for the value that it is. If you pick up something and don't realize the value, it becomes just a thing. If you do realize the value, all of a sudden you're not worried that it's April and it's a bad time to build it. You're compelled to act because you have the knowledge that it has value. The second thing is our principle and our purpose, that we have core beliefs that drive this company, that all people deserve a right to a clean environment and all people deserve the right to be able to build a life and to live that life with the people that they love. And those principles are what attracted me to want to be a part of it. And when Dave talks about me being excited, I'm not excited because I'm going to get on here and try to convince you guys to build this. If this company wasn't everything I was telling you, I would be out of it so fast your toupee would fall off. The fact of the matter is, this is a company that's going to come along once in a generation. It's the first home career, and that leads it to us. Where we are right now is we need a team of committed people that know how to build the new NECAN, that are ready to talk about where we're going, not just where we've been. Because your prospects don't care what happened in 1994. They don't want to hear your stories. They don't care what happened in 2004. They don't care what happened at 4 o'clock yesterday. They care about what's going to happen to them tomorrow. They want to know it's simple. They want to know it's fast. Elegance is looking at someone and saying, here's who we are and what we do and how we do it. Would you like to be a part of this wonderful vision? And here's how it could affect your life. It's extremely simple. Folks, our team knows exactly how to articulate those things. knows exactly how to go out and hit it, hey diddle diddle, right up the middle, putting bullets straight down the range. And you know what? Some of our people say, well, I'm not real good at talking about this yet. First thing I want you to know is, if you don't lie, you don't have a whole lot to remember. Look people in the eye and tell them the truth. This is a really neat company with a really noble mission. I want to take a couple minutes and share with you who we are and what we do. If it speaks to you, let's help you be a part of this wonderful thing. And if it doesn't, thanks for your time. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as having that clarity of mind to know that the shortest distance between two lines is a straight, between two points is a straight line, and not be cluttered by not knowing what to do, but being empowered by knowing that here to there is where I'm going, and to just walk the simplest, shortest path. And if you're not great at talking to people, if you're shy or whatever, I'll tell you what they told us in the military. If you're not a very good shot, just shoot a lot. And the more you shoot, the more lead you're putting down range, the more you're going to start zeroing in on what you're doing. But I want to talk to you guys about the important things to do. Give yourself the freedom of doing Niken today. Don't be the person that says, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Because tomorrow, it always seems better. But if you do things today, you're always going to be better. Go to bed at night going over what you did today, not go to bed at night having excuses and then say you're going to do it tomorrow. Folks, in this business, it's real simple. You can make excuses or you can make money, but you'll never make both. And when you work for yourself, there's no difference between a reason and an excuse. The result is a $0 check. So to get out and get in front of people and talk to them, the other thing is surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people that make you better. In the units and the advanced units I was in, if someone was negative, they were gone. Because you can't allow that to affect the locker room or to affect the unit. I love what the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles just did. Their best player on that team, DeSean Jackson, was a problem in the locker room. This is an all-pro. And what he did was he threw them off the team. He's building a team. He'd rather have a couple players that are less talented than one guy that's an oxygen piece poisoning the locker room, because one negative person can wreck things. Look at who you surround yourself with. Folks, your business and your check is going to be an average of the five people you associate with the most. You can take your Niken check, take the five people you talk to the most, divide the check by five, and that's roughly where yours is going to be. So if you're planting an area, if you're building a business, surround yourself with positive people. And if I get people that either don't want to be here or don't seem like they're receptive to the message, I don't worry about it. I just move on. You know, this company, and for me, this is another thing. We went to church last night and had a dinner and came home, and we put the baby in his crib. And he's laying in there on a Niken mattress, and he's got the air system blowing next to his bed. And he just took a bath. You know, I filled it up with the Niken shower head. He drank water to and from church in his sippy cup with Niken pie water. My wife had the Niken necklace on because, you know, he's heavy. He's 34 pounds at 20 months old. I had a back flex in my lower back. We both had our mag steps in. I was actually driving quietly thinking that we're surrounded by this company and what protective arms it has around us. I remember there's a picture of a guardian angel looking down at a baby, and it's one of my favorite pictures. You see it in some of the Christian bookstores. And it's that comfort of knowing someone's watching over you. My family's health is under assault by companies and by food and by Monsanto and by pharmaceutical companies who want to make us customers and use us. And my family's livelihood is threatened by globalization and companies that have to fight to survive. And my time with my son would be taken to go and provide for my son, which is such a dichotomy that the very thing I'm doing to provide for my family is the thing that keeps me from being with them and stresses me out so I can't enjoy them. And we were driving, bought my wife a new Jeep this week. Well, she bought it. I'm a kept man, so she bought it. And we're driving to church last night, and her brand, you know, Dave, we were in a brand spanking new Jeep last night. It's midnight blue. It's loaded. We had the moonroof open with a cool breeze. The baby's in the back. Paige is feeding him a pouch and giving him water. And I was thinking to myself, it almost brought tears to my eyes, how grateful I am to be a part of this. How worth it was to go out and evangelically spread this. And I'm going to finish with that, the word evangelical. I was so grateful for it. We brought him home last night and bathed him and put him in bed about 9 o'clock. And I was thinking about getting on this call with you. And he was laying in the crib in his diaper and his shirt, because it was a little bit warm, and went in there to change him. He was sleeping so peacefully because he didn't have anything that he was worried or stressed about. And I thought, what a wonderful thing that he gets to lay there in peace. I wonder how many of you on this call go to bed at night without a troubled mind or a troubled heart because of mistakes you've made or things you don't have that you need or health or time or money, and how grateful I am that this company gives me more nights when I get to go to bed without that stress and anxiety. I'm grateful for it every day. Every time I go talk to people, even days when it's hard to do it, or it's struggling to do it, or I don't have a lot of time to do it, or, you know, I struggle with depression. You know, you guys don't know a lot of things about me. I struggle with some things, and some days I don't want to freaking talk to people. But I overcome it because I know when I wage that little battle every day, I don't have to win the war. I'll win the war if I just win the next engagement. And the next engagement in NECAN is either this week. I tell my team, we have the NECAN plan. If you're presenting that 3 to 5 times a week to new people, you're going to succeed in the NECAN business, period. 3 to 5 times a week. That keeps your business alive. And you know what? If you consistently win that engagement, you're going to eventually win the war. Don't try to win the war all at once. It's going to stress you out. Just do the next right thing. But I'm thinking to myself last night, it's worth it the days when I don't want to or I'm struggling, because I understand what it's going to get me, more importantly, what's going to get my family, because they're worth it. How I want to live is worth it. And folks, I'll tell you, when I'm talking to people about this company, with the products, with the comp plan, with the building, with the people that run it, with the diamonds and Royal Diamonds and the silvers and golds I associate with, for me, it's worth it to talk to people, because this is a noble endeavor. In a world where more and more of our institutions are letting us down, our government, our companies do illegal things, the banks we bank with do illegal things, the pharmaceutical companies do things that are not in our interest, the food vendors do things against us, the energy companies do things against us. My gosh, you guys, we have a multi-billion dollar company. They sit in the office, and they're trying to do something right and something positive. And I'm proud to be a part of it. And, you know, if you take the biggest room in the world and make it pitch black, and all you do is light a match in the middle of it, it doesn't mean you can read in the far corner, but the people sitting in the dark can look over and see the light from any point in that room. It doesn't make the room light, but it lets people know it's not all dark. I don't know if we're going to change the world, but I know I'm going to change the people that I interface with, and most importantly, I'm going to change myself. This company is one of those things that's worth being a part of. My family, my faith, this company, there's not a dividing line between them because they're all like in the same boat. I don't have to put on my NECAN hat. Some of you guys that go into NECAN mode, you know, it's like if you took a rock and threw it in a pond and you cut the rock open, the inside of the rock is still dry because the water didn't penetrate inside the rock. I want to ask you guys that are submerged here in NECAN, what would happen to you if you let the water of NECAN penetrate inside of you and you became a part of it? When you talk to people, you no longer would be selling it or convincing. You would simply be sharing something that is something you believe in. And if you look people in the eye and do that, people will respect you. You'll go from all the nonsense about overcoming objections and having a quality catchphrase. That will fall off of you like skin off a snake. I don't even think about those things. People say, tell me what you do. I say, you know what, I'm a part of something I really like. It's been great to my family. I really like you too, and I would be honored if you would take a minute and I could show you who we are and what we do. And if it speaks to you, I'd love to work with you. Folks, I don't have a clever thing I have to memorize, like I'm selling shoes door to door. You don't have to do that. If you want to be great at this, just let it penetrate you a little bit. Folks, this is the year we're going to go crazy. I'll tell you right now. And you can either be a part of this, you can follow, or you can hit my bumper. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is a new NECAN. If you're in this business right now and you're an executive or a senior or a direct or a silver, you have just as much time in the chair as the top people in NECAN, because this is the new NECAN. I want you to feel empowered that this is your opportunity and your moment. What we're going to do is equip you and surround you with the vision and the tools and the leverage to maybe do it faster, but I want you to have that zeal that it's up to me to go out and interface with people, to connect and to work with people and to bring in the new people with an evangelical zeal. What's going to happen this year as the year progresses, you know, I'm not going to get into what we're doing on our team, but we have a laser sight on a rifle now that puts it right 3.25 at 600 yards. The tools are good. We're doing an event towards the end of the year in October in San Antonio, and I know Dave will send more about that out later. It's going to be October 17th and 18th. We have a first-class convention center set up on the Riverwalk. It is absolutely going to blow you away. We have room for a couple of thousand people. It will be the turning point in NECAN history towards the next phase of NECAN. This is our new day. This is the iTunes, iPhone, iPad NECAN, and it's something that's going to be remarkable. There has never been a home career before where millions of people that are struggling can say, I got into that not just because I got excited. I got into it because instead of just making it happy because I can make $100 next month, I was fulfilled because I saw a place I can build a life. And if you actually want to have a quality life, being happy is why people do drugs and do stupid things. Being fulfilled is what makes people live a balanced life. Going out and selling a compensation plan because you make $100, they're marketing to happiness. Nikan markets to being fulfilled. Now, when you're fulfilled, you can also be happy. But that's the real part of Nikan. And I wanted to talk about that in particular on this Easter weekend because, you know, the real message of Easter, and some of you may or may not believe, and if you don't, that's fine. I don't want to convince you, but this is who I am, and I can't do my business the way I do it and be something that I'm not or protect what I say because someone else doesn't like it because I'm a fraud to you. For me on this weekend, my favorite line of it is in the Passion when he falls down and Mary goes running up to him and he's laying there bleeding and instead of him moaning to her about how bad it sucks, he smiles at her and he says, look, Mother, I make all things new. He was doing that for a purpose. He was doing that for all of our freedom, for all of our lives. What you do here with your Nikan business when you sign up, no matter what mistakes you've made, whether you're 50 with no retirement or 60 and you've been divorced a couple times and you feel like you failed your kids or your family, and I've been marked by those failures, whether you've had substance abuse issues, whether you've lost your money in the stock market, whether you feel like you've made a million mistakes, when the day you sign up at Nikan for that $60, Nikan says to you this, from this point forward, I will judge you on the body of your work and the content of your character. It is a second chance to become as unequal as possible. It is a blank sheet. It is literally the day when you can make all things new. And you're no longer defined or held back by your mistakes. It's the day when you can go out and be anybody you want to be and stand tall from that minute forward. And that's what I love about Nikan. If you have made a million mistakes and been a bad this and a bad that, if you go out and help three other people achieve the rank of diamond, you will become a royal diamond. Nikan will make all things new for you. That is one of the things that I've always loved. And that's probably what really attracted me to it when I first got going, other than just the analytics and other than the message. I really always felt from the day I signed up, and I really don't know why, like it was just something that made me better. When I did it, I felt good about myself. When I did it, I felt like I was doing something noble. I didn't feel like I was an oxygen thief wasting my life for some reason going to work to earn money that wasn't enough for a life that I didn't want, which is asinine. And that's how most people live. Even the times when I wasn't succeeding in Nikan in the beginning, I never felt bad driving home from a meeting. I always felt like I was closer to my goal, even if maybe that day it didn't feel like it. If I took a snapshot of any day in Nikan, I don't know that I would say this is the day I went diamond. In fact, I've driven 1,000 places and somebody didn't sign up. I've driven 10 hours before and showed up with just a distributor in the room and the new people didn't come. I've done countless previews where nobody came, but I've also done previews where people came. The key is that I did the next one after nobody came. The key is that when it was tough, I still did the next thing. And so I can tell you guys that it was always, you know, like it's kind of like going to church or going to the gym. There's days when I don't want to go, but when I'm driving home, I'm never sorry that I went. And I also want to tell you guys this. Let Nikan be easy. Let it be easy. Don't struggle in yourself to do it every day. Oh, I need to do more Nikan. Fly above that and say, I get to do Nikan and make it something you're excited about, not something that you have to do because you're carrying your cross, and then you become guilty because you didn't do it enough. If you're fighting that fight, you're not going to have success with prospects anyway. If you're talking about how you're not growing, you're not going to attract people, okay? Talk positive. I'm going to build my business. I'm going to build Louisiana. I heard John on here earlier. I'm going to build Tony. I heard Les on here earlier. Talk about what you're going to do. Don't utter, like, if someone doesn't show up, don't call an upline or talk to somebody, well, they didn't come. I don't talk about it because there's no point. Talk about what is happening. Try that for 30 days. Only talk about what is happening and watch what happens to your business. You will forever change your business because you will become in tune with what's happening and stop being defined by what isn't. You guys are a part of something here that's very special. It is that little flickering light in a great big dark room. How big can the light get? Well, I know this. every person that lights a match makes the room less dark. And at some point, it stops being less dark and starts becoming more light. And we can go out and just do that with enough people. Watch the difference we're going to make. You know, what I would like is for a great big change in the world to happen, and nobody really knows where it started because we just started kicking over the dominoes, that maybe people that aren't even involved in NECN will get affected by this 5 and 6 domino kicks down the road because someone did something nice or noble or kind and just lived a good life. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you really want to make a difference in the world, live the life that you want other people to have the example of. Be the loving person or the loving family. Be healthy. Don't sit on your fat butt in Walmart on a scooter, you know, trying to make a difference. You know, be the person that is trying, if you're on the scooter, to get off the thing. If you're struggling, you know, the things you do to stop that are the example to your family, to your children, to the people around you. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to be better makes people better around you. What's going to happen this year, folks, is NECN is going to start to change and start to move very, very, very quickly. We want you to be in that part on the front end of it. It is like a train leaving the station. Get on the station now. Get on the train now. Don't be sitting in the station waiting for someone else to turn this thing around. Be the person that goes out that's on the train. Yes, NECN has a kinder message. Yes, we're not going to go out and hammer this thing like we're a jug of juice company and rope-a-dope people in and run their credit cards up. Yes, I send you out as sheep. Yes, I'm sending you out among wolves. Yes, you're going to go out and you're going to have people that maybe aren't used to a message like this and have trouble believing that a company actually cares. And maybe your frustration is going to be they don't believe that there's something like us out there. You know, it's hard to believe that something this good happens when a prospect's talking to you. It's okay. Just keep telling them. Don't be surprised if people don't get that we really do care this much. But here's the last thing I'm going to tell you about that. If you want people to be attracted to this, don't try to have a catchy catchphrase and just talk about it and then walk away and not be it. Start being it and then watch people be attracted towards it. NECN only exists at the end of your arm. As soon as your body stops, NECN stops. NECN isn't a building, folks. NECN is you. You are the representative of NECN wherever you go. You represent us. I have loved this company since the day I signed up. Dave, I tell you, it's been something. I could go on forever, and I don't want to. It's been something I've loved since the minute I came on board. I love it now. I love building it. My wife and I are bringing on a lot of new partners right now. Our team is out turning and burning right now. We're bringing new people on. We have an extremely crisp, efficient way to do so. We're going to put first-class events in front of your face. You guys mark my words. Get your tickets down there. This is going to be available pretty soon for San Antonio. It is going to blow you and your team's eyes out of your socket. We've not done an event like this in NECN in a decade. It's on the Riverwalk. If you guys don't know what the Riverwalk is, go to the Internet and just Google Riverwalk. And then we're in the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, which is an extremely high-dollar facility. And we're going to do it for only about $20 more than we did the Summit. We're going to do something that you can afford and that will change your lives. But this is your moment, NECN. This is your moment. I'm asking you guys that have been in for 10 and 20 years to quit being in pre-Ken and start looking forward and being in NECN. I'm asking those of you guys that are new to have the same understanding that this is your company just as much as it's mine. I'm asking all of you to have the courage not to go out with a bag of doo-doo like a lot of these companies have and try to tell people that no, it is a ham sandwich. I'm asking you to go out with a bag of gold and just talk about the truth. I'm asking you to realize that we have a special mission here and a special company, and we're driven by a purpose, and the way that we accomplish it is simply what's in the NECN plan. I'm asking you to look people in the eye and just tell them why it's special to you and why you're glad they're taking the time to listen, and let the results take care of themselves. Quit worrying about the outcome. Just worry about your output. I'm asking you to give without worrying about getting. I'm asking you to treat prospects like they're people and talk to them like they're someone special, not look at them like they have to sign up and you're crushed when they don't, because that's a selfish act and NECN is a giving company. I'm asking you to work with positive people and talk to positive people in NECN, and if they've got nothing good to say, I'm asking you to go hammer down on them, even if they've been friends of yours in NECN for a couple years, because that's pre-Ken. It's time for NECN. I'm asking you to realize that we are the First Home Career, not another network marketing company with some different products. I'm asking you to realize that this is your second chance, and I'm asking you to take it. because, by gosh, people, you won't get a lot more in your life. Let me tell you, I'm 43 years old now, and some of you laugh. That's not very, very old. I'm halfway through my life. When I started this, I had everything ahead of me. I look at my 16-year-old son. Everything's ahead of him. He could be a lawyer. He could be a pilot. He could be anything he wants to be still. When you're 43, if I was still working, I pretty much am what I am because I got bills and a family. If I'm an engineer, then I got to keep being an engineer even if I hate it. Don't you love it, guys, that if you're 55 years old on this call or if you're 30 with a family, you don't have to keep being what you don't want to be. You can actually be who you want to be again. Don't you just want to be that? People say, well, think back to when you were 5. What did you want to be? When I was 5, I wanted to hit people in the head with a Tonka truck. I was a boy. What does Paul say about that? I'm a man. I put away childish things and became a man. I'm not talking to you being a dreaming little kid wanting to wear a fire hat. I'm talking about being a man or a woman. Who do you want to be? All of us die. What is the manner in which you will meet your death? With pride of a life well lived and accomplishment, or regret because you were always the thing that you didn't want to be? None of us know how much time we have. Your life is like an hourglass with a paper bag over the top of it. We all think we've got 76.5 years in there, and when we're 50, we say, I'll live my dreams tomorrow, because you think you've got more time in the hourglass. Wouldn't you be shocked if you lifted it up and saw there was less sand in there than you thought? I don't know how much sand I get. For me, I figure I'm alive day plus about 20. That's the one gift I was given when I was a young man, is I pretty much let go that I was not going to make it, so I feel like I'm on plus time, which is probably why I'm so passionate about it. I hope you guys on this call will start living your life like you're running out of sand and watch the difference in your life. What I love about Nikan Dave, and I'll just close it with this, there's so few positive institutions that I can associate with. The hardest thing for me about my faith, I could tell you, Dave, that you're saved. I could tell my son that he's saved. I could tell my wife that they're saved, and I can tell them why. The biggest struggle for me, and probably to this day, is accepting that I am too. I struggle with that all the time. Some of you guys that are in Nikan right now, you know somebody could go Royal Diamond. You know Dave's a Royal Diamond. Well, Reed's a Royal Diamond. That makes sense. Well, Dennis and Ruth are Royal Diamonds. That makes sense. Oh, Rick Murphy can talk. He's a Diamond. That makes sense. Guys, you're saved too. This Nikan gift is yours. This freedom is yours. This is your platinum pin. This is your diamond pin. And I'm not trying to equate that with your faith or your salvation. But I'll tell you what, folks, when I've got time to be with my family, I'm a lot closer to the guy God wants me to be than if I'm not. So I don't think the two things are that far apart. When I was putting my child to bed last night, I woke up with him Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and Friday morning. I took him to the gym. I took him to the park. I am raising my son up in his life. I'm ministering to my son. I'm able to give my wife a break in the daytime because I'm home. Administering to my wife. Is this as close to salvation as you can get? I don't know, but I know that when God looked at me, he knows I'm really trying to at least be remotely close to what he created me for. Folks, let me say this to you. I'm going to tell you right now, some of you that are defined by what you can't do and defined by I'm not a speaker, I'm not of this, I'm not of that. God doesn't make junk. All of you were equipped with a skill set that God gave you before he ever sent you here. And he gave you that skill set to accomplish a mission. All of you are complete. You simply need to go out and realize that you were not made incomplete and lacking. You were sent here complete. Get that in your head. You were sent here to fulfill something bigger than working and dying and being sick and being a customer and being a pawn of companies that don't care about you. You can associate here with a group of people that love you and care about you. Give yourself the break to understand that good things can happen to you, that who you are is enough, that yes, this dream can happen for you, and then let yourself hang up off this call and dare to dream for a minute that, oh my gosh, I'm at ground zero of an iconic company in the year when all things changed. What would happen if I stepped up and chose to be a part of it and was not a spectator? What would happen if today I decided I'm going to build this company, I'm going to have the thing, and then had the discipline to do the daily thing, had the commitment to do the monthly thing, and had the wherewithal to do the yearly thing? What would happen to your life if you stepped forward and started to live it, and actually humans being born to start to build yourself a life, as opposed to being a human keeping stuff by paying your bills and struggling to live the life that you don't even want. The difference between humans being born and what most people are doing is the day you sign up, even if you talk to one person, you're trying to be more, and God bless you for it. Most people are struggling being humans keeping stuff. The day you sign up is the day you change that. How many of you are in NECAN right now, and you're still a human keeping stuff? We're asking you to be humans being more. Just try to go out and become more and watch what happens to your life. We're going to help you. We're going to surround you with excellence, and you're going to win, and we're going to win. And Dave, I'm sorry if I pontificate too long. I love this. I don't know how to be less passionate. I feel like it almost rolls out of me. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm saying. It's almost like I just, you know, stick this thing in my heart and just let it loose. It's very special to me. I can still see my baby laying in his crib last night with his peaceful face. And knowing that that's what God wants for us is to have that peace. And I know that the only company I know of that can give you that peace to go to bed at night knowing, you know what, I've got good health and I don't have to worry about finances and I've got my family around me. I'm a part of something I can believe in. Well, when you lay down at night, Dave, wouldn't that be awfully nice to lay on that sleep system and just have the peace that you've got the things around you that you need? My wife has a real great saying, if you don't have all the pieces, you'll never have any peace. I guess I love NECAN because it has given me the tools to have that peace. The day you sign up, folks, you may not have balance. But you know what? You connect to NECAN, what makes us different? At least the day I signed up, I had the ability to go out and achieve it. And before I signed up, I was never going to get it. And I'm grateful for it. I look forward to the next great chapter. I believe if you look at 100% of the work that the Murphy family is going to do in NECAN, I believe I've not even done 3% yet of what I'm intended to do. We haven't even left Asia Minor yet if we're planting churches. Okay? It's time to go out and spread this to the world. Because it's a dark place, folks. Turn on the news. I think it's time we need a little bit of light. And you're either a part of the light or a part of the darkness. There's no in between. And, you know, the Nazis were maybe 3% of Germany, and 90% sat back in the dark and let them torch the country. You may not see Nazis going around right now and may not be that compelled to act, but there's things going on that are just as bad right now. I'm asking you to have the courage to be a part of the light. And, you know, folks, you take a look at NECAN, show me something out there that's doing something more positive than this. I challenge you to do it. I doubt that you will. So if you want to make a lot of money and help a lot of people and have a lot of fun, and you've got the courage to act, and if you've got the faith to just take that first step into the darkness and know you'll either be caught or learn how to fly, know that when you take on with this company, things that you don't yet understand are going to lift you up on eagle's wings, and you're going to find your way to the top, and by gosh, we're going to help you. I would break my back for anybody on this call. I know Dave would. It's a labor of love. And, Dave, I appreciate you making this platform available to everybody on the call. I would venture to guess when you dialed in this morning, it was a labor of love to get up this morning, and you knew you were going to provide an avenue so that other people could live the NECAN dream. And I appreciate you doing it. I hope I contributed just a little bit. I love NECAN. And, you know, Dave, I think I'm going to stick with it just like you. I think we should just go. What do you think?
Well, it's an honor to be able to call you a friend. It's fun to hang around people like you. What you were talking about earlier, my mind went back to a statement Zig Ziglar said, if you want the flu, all you have to do is hang around people that have the flu.
Yeah.
Yep. If you want to be broke, hang around broke people. But if you want to be successful, one of the most wonderful things that you talked about is association, because you become like the people that you associate with. We become what we think about, and our influence affects other people, and the other people we're around influences us. And so we want to be careful and choose our influences. We can choose what we eat. We can choose what we put in our hearts and our minds as well. And so, yeah, don't watch TV hang around with people like Rick. One thing I just want to mention also, we were down at home office, and our new vice president of sales, Jeff Isom, was talking. Love that guy. Rick was actually one of the close candidates. You were going to be possibly the vice president of sales with Nikon, so you saw a lot of inside stuff. But I just want to share, Kurt doesn't talk the same as Rick, but one of the things I just want to share with you, Jeff picked up a card that he shared. He went to Kurt and he says, "Tell me your vision. In fact, write it down, would you?" And this is what Kurt wrote down. He says, "There will always be a Nikon so long as there are people who care about the five pillars of health." And it's pretty succinct, but it's powerful, and it's wonderful to have a company that has that kind of a mission. That covers everything, and you can look at that and really think about it. One of the things when I lay in bed in my Naturest sleep system, clothed with that wonderful infrared quilt and just feeling really good. Also, what makes me feel really good is just the world that we've created, that you can create too. My favorite emotion pretty much is just a feeling of gratitude. It's akin to the feeling you get in worship. It just bathes your body with all these wonderful feelings that what you do has been good, and the world that you create is surrounded and reinforced with phone calls, letters, people just saying thank you, and you know, telling stories about the miracles that happen. To justify being in business, you have to have some type of product or service, and there is nothing out there that can transform people so much as these products. We've all seen people given literally a second chance as far as their physical health, and then also with the business that we have, one of the most wonderful things is hope. Probably one of the words that are not good is hopeless. And I remember right before Nikon, I was in despair, and I got a phone call. And it was an answer to my prayers, and the more my new friend talked about Nikon, the more excited I got. I just knew that I knew, and I remember kind of looking around, still upside down financially, teetering on collapse, and I just kind of felt like I was down in a deep hole. But that phone call, somebody had handed me a rope. And I was so excited looking around. I thought, you know, I'm broke, but you know what? Somebody handed me a rope, and I was thrilled. I was given hope. And I think that's one of the greatest products that we have is hope. And we have a business plan that's looking better than ever. This is a golden moment. All the time I've been in Nikon, I've been a pretty excited guy because this is a wonderful thing to share. But at this moment, what we have, our products, the opportunity. Okay, this is an email I just got, and this is from a friend. I've actually sold him some product. He's pretty shy, but he went out on a limb, and this is actually what he said. He says, "Hi, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to go out on a limb. Rita and I watched a movie called The Book Thief this evening. We both agreed that this is one of the best movies we've seen in many years. And no sex, no swearing, no nudity, great storyline, well acted and well directed. Might not appeal to some adults, but I would let anyone over age 14 watch it in my house. We had not heard of it until yesterday. Maybe you have, but I think it must be a sleeper. Some humor, lots of drama. And if it doesn't bring a tear to your eye at times, I'm sorry for you. If you watch it, let me know how you liked it, so I'll know if maybe I'm nuts or not." I wasn't offended when he sent me that. And you know what? He's got me excited. I'm going to watch it. In fact, my wife has read the book, and she said it's a wonderful book. So we're going to do it. He went out on a limb, he said, to send me this email asking me to watch a movie. And that's the same thing as Nikon. All the people I've called, especially friends that you would love to have in business, just call them and tell them you'd like to have them consider joining you in business, and tell them why you would like them. And that's actually a really nice compliment. That's the thing I love about Knee Kim, is so much opportunity and no downside at all. Boy, if you've got a million-dollar opportunity with absolutely no downside, only upside, do it. Get some basic skill, but more than anything, get some passion. And you don't have to be Rick Murphy, because Rick Murphy's on your team, and you could do three ways with him, or ask him to listen to this call, or whatever. That's the wonderful thing, is we're part of the team that's going someplace. And definitely be part of the team that doesn't have the flu. Be part of the team that's moving ahead. get plugged in. If your particular sponsor is not doing something, don't have your sponsor decide when you're going to be diamond, or if you're going to be a diamond, or your downline decide whether you're going to be an upline or a downline. If you're thinking, boy, I just can't get my group to do anything, well, go get a new group. You can sponsor your way out of any problem. That's the magic solution. But any parting thoughts, Rick?
Yeah, I do. Be, you know, have the peace of all of you that you're going to make it in this. Have the faith to know that if you go out and just, you know, look people in the eye and say you're doing something special. And for our team, you know, when you sit down, it's just real simple to show people. It's just, you know, hey, diddle, diddle, right up the middle, here's who we are. Know that if you do that stuff, you're going to make it. Folks, if you teach three people to go silver, or help three people go silver, you will be gold. There is no if here. I'm fired up. Did I mention that?
I am glad that you were able to share with us. Let's go make a difference.
I appreciate it.
You know
what?
You.
You know, they say you're either making a difference or you ain't. There's not a middle ground. There's no degrees of making a difference, is there? You either are or you aren't.
Let's go make a difference.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. I sure enjoyed being here with you this morning. You're my friend, and I love you, man.
I love you, too, and I love everybody else. Let's do for it. I'm glad you could listen to this call.